Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Hey, if you're just tuning in, thank you, because you missed the embarrassing story I just shared with everybody. But right now, we're going to have a little bit of fun. Barbecue Bob, you kind of did a little reach out here in locally to what is going to be one of our fondest friends here.
Our new best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's a funny thing here is every time I've gone by this place, it's been in the morning. You know, and it's not open. And I've stopped there, tried to get in, knocked on the back door. I know you guys are in there, yeah. But I wanted to have him on the show. So one night after prowling around the neighborhood, I ended up darkening the doorstep, and I discovered something. This place is a treasure. So right now in studio with us is John O'Connor, one of the founding partners of Long Road Distillers. And welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
So you don't know how glad we are that you're here. So
he's used to hearing that, Job. You got to do better.
Right, yeah, right. Broken record. But anyway, John, so give us a little bit of the backstory. Why a distillery? Everybody in the world is doing breweries now, and you choose to go with the spirits rather than the brews.
I think you just answered your own question.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, well, look, my business partner Kyle and I, we're big fans of craft beer. We love what the craft beer scene is here in Grand Rapids. And, you know, we're friends with a lot of guys in the industry. And, you know, the great spirits, they've set the bar so high for what good alcoholic beverages should be in Grand Rapids. And we just thought, man, we love whiskey. We love cocktails. And nobody was doing it. And so we just got this idea, man. We got access to all these great ingredients. We get almost everything we put into our spirits within Kent County here, within about 30 miles of the distillery. We got all this great fruit on the Fruit Ridge, and heck, we should make spirits from that stuff right here in Grand Rapids. And so we got after it.
So you brought four of them with you. And, you know, if you don't like spirits, time to tune out, because we're going to go down a road right now that you're going to learn some things, because we've been talking between segments, and I've learned a lot already.
Now, why you got to go all Snoop Dogg on
right,
everybody?
Yeah, but yeah. Let's start with what we have in the shot glass right now. What do we got here?
Well, this is our second whiskey release. We've got a lot of different whiskeys in barrel right now. I think we have 8 or 9 different whiskey blends in barrel. We've done them all in 30-gallon barrels, so they age just a bit quicker. Kind of an experimental, kind of see what we like, see what we don't like before we make a significant investment in big barrel whiskey. The wheat whiskey we're extremely proud of. It's 100% red winter wheat. We get the winter wheat from Denny Heffron's farm out in Belding. And it's a really approachable whiskey, super smooth, lots of butterscotch, toffee, caramel flavors, just a really easy drinking whiskey. Kyle, my business partner, kind of coined the term a session whiskey, not because it's low in proof, but because it's really easy to drink.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It is smooth. And that's the thing. How do you
incredibly
get this so smooth?
Smooth.
How
that's,
do you get this so
that's
smooth?
Beautiful.
Well, for us, it's all our processes and procedures, our high quality distillation equipment. And we get great grain from Denny and from Pilot Malt House. We have 2 world-class stills in our distillery. The whiskey here is distilled on our Vendome pot still. Vendomes are made in Louisville, Kentucky. They're the number one. In our opinion, they're the best whiskey still maker in the world. You've had any brown spirit of note that's made in the United States, it's most likely made on a Vendome.
So you're going to be coming up with some bourbon.
Oh, yeah. We have 4 different bourbon mashes in barrel right now.
What's the difference in this and bourbon?
So most whiskeys, when you classify it as a grain, so if you say it's a wheat whiskey, it has to be at least 51% wheat. If you say it's a rye whiskey, it has to be at least 51% rye. Bourbon has to be at least 51% corn, has to be aged in a charred white American oak barrel, and has to be made in the United States of America. The state of Kentucky would like you to believe that it can only be made in Kentucky, but
yeah,
really it can only be it has to be made in the United States.
They must be singing the blues since that rule was changed. Yeah. They had a lock on it.
Yeah, so John, we've in all these liquors, I'm sure there's derivatives, but we've had a lot of brewers on the show, and they've told us the basic fundamentals on how to brew beer.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do the same with your liquors?
For sure.
That process looks like? I mean, 5,000 foot flyover, but
yeah. So we are essentially 70% a brewery. So we make a very simple beer. We call it a distiller's beer. So it's a 1-4 grain mix, mashed, milled, fermented. It ends up being about 5-8% alcohol. That's where all the alcohol is made at Long Road, is in fermentation. And when we're done with that distiller's beer, we put it into one of our stills. We do a first pass distillation. So by heating up that beer, the ethanol or the alcohol will evaporate off at a boiling point that's lower than water and allows us to recondense that and capture it. We then do a couple different distillations depending on what product we're making. If we're making whiskey, we distill it to less than 160 proof. If we're making vodka, we distill it up to 95% alcohol.
So the alcohol is actually coming off in steam.
Yep, we heat it up.
That's why you see stills with a little tube and,
yep, the
and
condenser.
It's dripping out because it's condensing out.
Yep, takes that alcohol vapor and recondenses it into a liquid.
And you can make one of these at home, I think.
I think I'd just rather let him make my liquor and enjoy it because he's obviously really good at it.
I don't know. I saw a Shiners episode. Yeah. I'm going to build one.
Yeah. Okay, Jethro.
Just don't let Uncle Sam find out.
Yeah. So anyway, so I mean, in a nutshell, that's it.
Yep. And so we're really proud. Though, one of the things that we hang our hat on, the reason we're called Long Run Distillers is our commitment to doing things the right way. We're one of just a handful of distilleries in the Midwest that makes every single product from grain. Our motto is, we don't source spirits, we source ingredients. And that's the way we're committed to do things.
That's a really big variance right there, because there's a lot of people selling spirits and they say they're a local company, but it's really some giant distiller somewhere making them from unknown grades and qualities that, I mean, turn out a decent product, but it's not really built by them.
No, and that's, you know, there's variations of people doing. I mean, some people just buy stuff and bottle it. Some people, you know, make some of their products and then don't make all their products. For us, we're going to put our name on the bottle. We're gonna take it from whole grain.
That's awesome.
Let me take this just one step further, because there's a part of this I don't understand. If this alcohol comes off and you recapture it, mm-hmm. and what gives it the flavor? I mean, that's a vapor. Is the flavor in that stuff you're catching?
Yeah, so a lot of the flavor comes for vodka, for example, comes from the grain. For gin or aquavit, those come from the redistillation of that vodka with different botanicals to flavor it. For whiskey, a lot of it comes from the grain, but then you pick up a lot of flavor from the barrel which it's aged in. So as that alcohol interacts with the barrel fibers, you pick up a lot of vanillins and tannins and ligands and these other things that are, and wood sugars that are captured in those wood fibers and are released back into the distillate.
Okay, now, he said aquavit, and we got to close this out with Aqualung, Brian. It's only a fitting thing here. Let's try some of this aquavit, because I'm Swedish and Finnish, and this is a Scandinavian thing, and I have never heard of it before. It's not a big thing in our culture, in the American side of the Finlanders and Swedes. I mean, they didn't bring this with them. So I think it's really cool that, an Irish guy.
I'm an Irish guy.
Okay. Has to tell me about it. And it's just an incredible product.
Yeah, well, so aquavit is a traditional Scandinavian spirit made in a similar way to gin. It's kind of the Scandinavian cousin to gin. So it's a botanical-based spirit, only no juniper like gin. It's caraway and dill flavors. We're the first company to make one in Michigan. We're one of just, I think, 12 or 13 in the United States that make one. And we've sent it to a ton of different international spirits competitions. We've won almost every one in our category and have got best in show, tied with some $200 bottles of scotch and a couple other ones.
It's called Aquavit, AQVAVIT.
Yep, and aquavitae is Latin for water of life.
Really?
Well, there you go.
I think we know about everything now, Jubby.
Yeah, this was different than the water I was in this last weekend, but I'm liking this better. Yeah.
Italian, Swedish
right.
vodka.
So these spirits that you're making, they're so good straight up
mm-hmm. yeah.
that it would seem a shame
yes.
to put this in a cocktail. I'm pulling this up to my nose right now. The caraway and the dill, it's there. Mm-hmm. I mean, long before I even taste it, it's just right there.
You could add this to a little bit of a finishing glaze, you know, if you wanted to do some
I
fish.
I want to cook with
I'm
it.
Thinking
oh,
it, fish.
We love it with fish. Yeah. So, we do a smoked salmon appetizer with it, mm-hmm. or a cured salmon appetizer with
yeah.
it. You know, it's a very traditionally used juniper on a lot of to flavor a lot of meats in Scandinavian countries, too. So
I wonder how you'd do a martini in this.
Onions, multiple maybe? Times. It's just
onions,
my guess.
Yeah.
A
little dry vermouth. And
twist of lime.
Yeah. Very cool.
We also use it. It's great in a Bloody Mary for you guys that like to barbecue in the morning after a long night. We did get West Michigan's Best Bloody Mary by the M Life poll a few weeks back, and it makes the best Bloody Mary
it's
you ever
crazy.
Had in your life.
Yeah,
Aquavit.
Again, just baby's butt smooth. Yeah. I mean, there is zero bite. What proof is this?
That's at 90.
Oh, is that all?
We do most everything at least 90 or higher. Our vodka's at 80, but everything else is 90 or higher because we like things to be bold, and that's where you get lots of flavor packed in there.
Wait till you taste the gin.
Yeah, I will. Maybe that's in the next segment. We're getting to hang around.
You might have to stay over.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I want to get
yeah.
two segments out
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, who wanted to talk about prepping for a party anyway? I mean,
right.
that's boring.
We're doing it, dude. We're doing it.
It's getting warmed
that's
up, guys.
Standard prep for us. So it's called Long Road Distillery. It's on Leonard Street in Grand Rapids, just west of 131. And it's right next to the Mitten Brewery on the corner across from Two Scots. It's going to be like That's like the Bermuda Triangle now, because you start bouncing around those three establishments, you're going to be fat and happy.
Right. Exactly. Big time. You now, if they just put a Snap Fitness on the other corner, all for you.
No, you need a hotel on the other corner. You're not going to want to leave.
Yeah. This is it. Hey, John, can you stick around? We got a couple more things we want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
You,
I'd love to.
In the next segment. But we'll cover a few things as well for your summer barbecue. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. There's more drinking to come.